We are talking about God building His church and the gates of hell not prevailing against it. Acts chapter 6, we see a problem that arose in the church. And it says in verse 1, and in those days when the disciples was multiplying, notice it didn't say believers, it said disciples. Yesterday I said you need to be involved in a church because you need to be discipled. You not only need membership, discipleship, but you need partnership. You need to be a part of the body of Christ in a local church. The disciples were multiplying, and as a result, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected. Now, verse 2, it said, then the 12 apostles, they called every one together, and they made this statement. It is not reason that we should leave the Word of God and serve tables. In other words, the deacon, we find, becomes an office in the church in order to serve the apostles and serve the people. That word serve in the Greek is diakoneo, and it basically means deacon. So the deacon is the ultimate example of the ministry of helps. It is serving God by serving people. And so they go on to say, well, in verse number 3, brethren, look ye out among yourselves and find 7 men, honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. I've had people come to me and say, you know, I want to be a deacon in the church. Well, are you honest? Can people speak of your character? Are you full of the Holy Spirit? Are you filled with the spirit of wisdom? because if you are, then you qualify. And verse number 4, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. And that word ministry basically means serving God by serving the word. So we see that the office of a deacon is for serving God by serving people, where the minister or the preacher, their job is to serve God by serving the Word of God. And it goes on to say in verse 5, and the saying pleased the whole multitude. The apostle saw this plot of Satan to make the preaching of the Word of God secondary. And I'm going to talk more about that because in so many places we see the preaching of the gospel is taking a back seat to the ministry of the preacher. Friends, I want to ask you, if He's Alive Radio ministers to you, would you stand with your station? Some listen to us on the internet. They go to he'salive.net, and we're so glad to have you on board, all of you who listen on the internet. And we invite everyone to help He's Alive Radio continue for the glory of God. Our coaching CD, we give you one every month. This month is with Dr. John Polis, a man of great faith, and he will be teaching you on becoming rich in faith. Wherever you are in your faith walk, it can grow even more as a result of being inspired by this coaching CD. It's yours when you write to us with a gift of $15 or more to He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or you can give online, once again, at he'salive.net. I pray you'll have a Jesus-filled day.